just had a great sound effect. It's Court Reaction to a Revelation. I can't think of an appropriate thing to bring it in for, but when we get a good revelation, I think we'll get the court reaction to a revelation. Everybody's wanted to cross-examine someone in their life, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
And no further questions. You're witness all of that. And isn't it true that you met the woman on the 15th? Yes, I did meet her on the 15th. And you met her because she's your mother.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not a great revelation, but it's certainly worth putting the effect in there. If anyone's got a great revelation, not a real one, but give us a sentence I can play that after, because I can't come up with something that we can play that after. If you're sitting there standing there at the moment, tucking into the sizzling eggs and bee and think, oh, I know what's up, the classic courtroom revelation. But you weren't even in the country on the 15th, were you? Yes, I was. Then this air ticket is a lie?
Is that real courtroom atmosphere? Is that a lot of actors?
It's a lot of actors. Listen, everyone, next one we're going to try and cover is a revelation in the court. If you want to ring us up and do any kind of revelation at all, just a short courtroom revelation, I'll play that sound effect for you. We are doing, is it RERSRIRK, which what were you taught at school? Because we're trying to round all these up and standardise it, because it's causing too much confusion. And particularly, as I say, the PE stories and anything about apparatus, medicine balls, bean bags, or some of the crab football was a great game,
yeah.
And I'm glad that crossed the ocean because crab football was a tremendous game to play.
You know what? We used to have roller disco.
Did you?
Yeah.
In your school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, we used to use the gym,
yeah.
And I guess they just got like a job lot of roller boots or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And the teacher would set up, she'd go up to the AV department and get a little record player, and one of the top girls from the year above me would bring in her record collection.
Uh-oh.
And play the records, and we'd all kind of go around and, you know.
Super. I don't think you realise quite, because everyone's probably too cool to tell you, but I don't think you realise quite how much we envied American schools when we saw them in films.
Especially the gym, because it's always the dance at the gym.
But they play like basketball, and there'd be proper teams all with the same kit, and the cheerleaders going on, and everyone wearing their home clothes, and all we had was like the regular down at Hill School uniforms with your apron in a briefcase with you, and that was it. You'd have got your apron for metalwork. But this, the American schools, just especially, I know American
school. So
I know American graffiti was
basically green, and the other one was sort of basically red.
And the shorts and socks could be any old.
Exactly.
We were all
colour coordinated.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. There'd be a big net with different footballs in that needed pumping up that smelled of dubbing. And that was it in changing rooms. So, if you ever see the film Kes, then that is exactly what British schools were.
We didn't have a prom.
No. A prom, all that kind of thing was so cool. A prom, a high school band, all of this sort of stuff. And actually, what we're coming down to is any pride at all.
absolutely
no pride at all.
You don't have yearbooks either.
Don't have big sweaters with a G on them. Nothing
I'll have
like
to
that.
Bring in my yearbook.
You did not walk proudly around saying, I went to this school, I go to this school.
Cute girls in pleated skirts did not walk towards the school holding books to their chest like this while you leant against trees and said, good morning, Marianne. Nothing like that. You dashed in because that older kids were throwing stones at you. That was it. And then they'd grab you tight as if you'd been tagged and kick you in the
floor. You didn't have one of those jackets with wrestling team.
No. And just last thing here. Here's the thing that is very peculiar. And this may have just been peculiar to our school, unless somebody can tell us. On your first day at school, there was this terror amongst the very first day when they said they're going to tag you when you get in there. And said, what's that? And they said, they get your tie and look for the label on the back of it. And if you've still got a label on it, they rip it off and punch you. And I said, what? Yeah, because you can send it back to the tie manufacturer and get a penny, right? And they collect them. And so immediately I'm ripping my tie at the back, which made it all come big and wide and fat. I ripped the label off, and that was a thing, being tagged. Now, was that just peculiar to our school? But kids, you give us your tie. Oh, you've been done. And you was all right.
Oh, we never had that.
If you were dare caught with a label at the back of your tie, you were a sap and deserved everything you'd come.